Good afternoon. And if we have a minute or two, I'll be glad to give you a story like Mike had about arriving to discover that what you had been asked to do and what you went up doing were not particularly close matches. I don't know if any of you were unfortunate enough to hear my presentation this morning, but I spoke a bit about the newsletter and the column that I tend to help with on a monthly basis on international news and opportunities. And part of the opportunities that we try to find actually are grant opportunities, those that perhaps you wouldn't find. Okay, so what I wanted to do with this presentation is talk a little bit about that sort of thing. So what you want to do before you start spending a lot of time looking for these opportunities is decide certain things. So because you often are forced to explain why this the case. So here's a good example. Why is this need to be connected in another country? Well, okay, we're doing research about a project there, okay. Well, I need cooperators in different countries, not just one, but several. Okay, remember, moving from country to country and moving things around can be expensive. We have grad students. Are we going to have student labor? Are we talking about hiring local people? These things all sound technical, and you think, well, I don't have a grant idea, but almost everyone doing this has some idea of where they want to start. Is the project going to be ongoing? Is it short term? Is it long term? What's going to happen if there's grant funding and the agency says, okay, we'll fund it for 3 years or 5 years? What's supposed to happen? So what kind of time frame is being considered? Okay, and all of these things are questions that almost any grant agency may ask. Now, some of them may be obvious and simple to answer. So what are we funding? Okay, so are we funding international travel, lodging, meals, incidentals? Probably all of these things if you've got people going back and forth. Okay, do I need special equipment? Okay, there are grants that allow pay equipment. There's grants that say we don't buy equipment. There's grants that will do a variety of things with equipment. They'll pay half of it if you find something else to pay the other half. Is it already available where you're going? Are you sending products back? So these are kind of the questions you would ask with some sort of thoughts about a grant. What kind of supplies do I need? Purchase locally? Do I have to ship any things in? What are the researchers going to do? Okay. Contract labor, local citizens, like I said, graduate students, what sort of team? All of these things, when you go to put together a proposal, you're often having to put together. And I always tell my students in class, it's not the hardest thing having the idea. It's the darn budget-looking thing that they want to see before they're going to give me any money. And that's much less interesting but harder to do. So you already have some idea. Okay, I'm looking for funding to pay costs, the human costs, or I'm looking for funds that include equipment, or I'm looking for a variety of things, some ideas. But you can begin looking for sources that we'll address these, okay? And we can start with the obvious grant funding possibilities, but you shouldn't be content for them. So we can always look at USDA, the NIFA funds. Many of them allow for some international part of the project, but there's also lots of applicants looking at NIFA funds, and so where else would I look? Well, who else is funding things, okay? And I always tell people a Google search may work out. The strangest things come up from Google. I don't know how many of you do Google searches for other things, but by number 10 down the list, you think, well, that doesn't even resemble what I asked for. So lots of interesting things can turn up, okay? We always should check private foundations. Commodity associations are particularly useful. So if you work with a certain commodity, whether it's cotton or some vegetables or coffee is a good example, you'd be surprised there's actually funding available to support research in certain areas. So anytime there's a commodity dealt with, be sure and check commodity associations. And also be prepared to be a little bit flexible. Maybe you're interested in something about coffee and they're interested in something a little different about coffee. Well, can we make both these things work? Can we answer your question and answer my questions at the same time? All right, so the obvious list starts with sources USDA, USAID, FAO, and so forth. These are places that most people would start to look for funds. These are big, large funded government organizations. Okay, they're known sources, and there's lots of competition, and you can often see what the success rate is, which can be quite low even for really well thought out and well worded grant proposals. Okay? But then we want to look at what I call the unusual list of grant sources. Trade associations, charitable foundations, international aid. We'll look through publications, and we're going to look through things like grant clearinghouses and databases, because these exist to help us. They're just not all free, I'm sorry to say. And then maybe we'll try some what I call the unexpected places. Okay, so we'll look at agencies that don't appear to be involved in grants. We're going to look at Twitter feed, because Twitter feeds can give us a lot of information on somewhere to start. And we'll look at all kinds of social media connections. And these have become much more important in looking for all sorts of things than they used to be. Okay? So let's look at this. A simple Google search may bring up things. So a broad search for international agriculture grant funds will yield hundreds or thousands of hits, actually, on various words here. And many of them are not appropriate, and you'll waste a lot of time. Okay? So a narrower keyword search may be more manageable, but you may find that as soon as you start narrowing your search, you accidentally leave out good things. So it's always that either-or sort of thing. Okay, so the best way to a search, if you want to do a search looking for these, is to try on a set of keywords, looking through the results, and noticing which one of these things become repeat hits. I searched this way, and number 7 was this organization. I changed my words, I searched, and, well, look at that. They showed up again. So there's different ways to find one, so that if you're searching for various keywords, narrow and wide, you'll find different results. Okay, so again, mixed results. Now, some results will lead to what I call a search database aggregator. And these are often pay-for services that spend their time searching the internet for grants and proposals and opportunities and things so that you don't spend your time. They generally charge you for it, okay? They're often good at finding unusual funders, but also sometimes they're kind of off target. It looks like a really promising thing, but then it doesn't work, so you'll get dead end, so it kind of depends. Larger foundations, you mentioned the Gates Foundation, some of these will turn up, larger international organizations will turn up on the list. You could have found these without paying for it. Okay, so keep in mind you may pay for a database search, and everything they give you is something you could have found simply enough. All right, so let's look at one, and I'm not picking on any company, this is just an example. Terra Viva Grants Directory, as you can see here, is View the Grant Makers. Okay, that's a good wording. We like the selling of it. But you notice over here, it's for subscribers. And if you click on this, you'll be asked to log in, please, from your paid subscription. Well, okay, can I see a sample? No, you can't. Well, actually, you can. What you do is you click on Funding News, the green one here, which is free links talking about things that have been funded, okay? But see here, Terra Viva Grants develops and manages information for agriculture, energy, environment. And that's why I warned you. Maybe you're interested in growing strawberries, and you get a grants thing that talks about developing solar energy somewhere. Does that? So you can see what happens. So here, we hit the funding news. We can select groups, agriculture, fisheries, and forestry. So here's one. There's fellowships for women entrepreneurs. Well, that may have been not what you were looking for first, but ladies, maybe that was very helpful. Here's a seed project out of Ongeningen. So again, maybe you're from the wrong country, but maybe that would work. Here's, look at this. Well, did you ever think to go to the Mennonite Economic Development Association? Well, maybe not. Non-traditional finance for agricultural innovations. So there's pages of these where these things have been approved or been put forward, and this is free connection. So sometimes there are awards that are given once a year, and they've just given it. Well, that's a warning to you. I need to apply before that comes around again. Sometimes they're one time. But anyway, there is free information here, okay? It's just a little different, okay? Some lists will offer you free lists or free news subscriptions, okay? And although they're often advertisement-driven, they can be quite useful, and some of them will allow you to put filters so they don't bother you with everything they do. Okay, a good example of this one is an interesting website, the agfundernews.com. If you've not heard of this one, there's a weekly update. It has news and information on grant opportunities. It will connect you with entrepreneurs. So in this case, it's looking for someone who might personally want to fund that. So it sounds like Shark Tank. It's not quite that. But these are people with money that are looking to fund various projects. And if they say, hey, wait, would like to increase that. I can see how I can make money in that country. That might work. All right, this thing has a strong presence on Twitter, and we'll see shortly. So if we had internet in here, this would go to the site. But anyway, this is what it looks like if you pull it up. And notice here, it says agriculture, technology, and investment. Okay, so the clue to using these sites is this. All right, here we go. So aid organizations offering grants for development in the U.S. Well, that wasn't quite on target, but that's the sort of things that we would be looking for. And you can subscribe to this newsletter for free. And I would recommend, if you want to investigate these people and these people who have money, I'd go to the Twitter feed, which is free, and just be a follower, and you can get every note they turn out. So works well. Let's see if we can get it to go to the next slide. Cooperate. There we go. All right. So here's some of the Here's some of the things listed here. So this is on that page. Look, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Food Waste and Spoilage Thing, Agricultural Technology Adoption Institute. Well, who'd have thunk? But, I mean, there's lots of things here. And look over here. Rabobank and Rocket Space Launch Terra Agritech Accelerator. If I have some sort of idea here, we're looking at funding. Okay? So these may be more commercial than directly research, but until you investigate a little bit, you don't know. So this is just from that, just a clip from one page. We could find a lot more. Okay, so anyway, we'd hope that would work, but... All right, a really interesting spot here is the UN, the Convention to Combat Desertification. Now, how many of you would have looked there for horticulture grants? But not immediately, maybe. And if we glance at the website, you won't see anything about grants or other opportunities. And if you use the search engine, you won't find anything. Okay. So let's look at the homepage. Here we are. And lo and behold, there it is. See this thing? It says Actions. Way here at the bottom, there's this funny thing that says Knowledge Hub. Well, neither one of those is immediately grant-friendly. They don't say anything. But if we click Actions, we'll get this whole list. So here's the Knowledge Hub. And if we click the Knowledge Hub, we see Land Outlook and this one, and Capacity Building Marketplace. Well, that says grants to me. Does it say grants to you? No, it doesn't. But what happens? Look at this. Here's the next page. Grants and funding, work and volunteer, opportunities in other languages, find volunteers and professionals. Whole list of things here. And there's a huge number of grants listed here. I think we've got a number here. There's 200 and some odd hiding under here. So here we go. Yep, 215 results. And we can actually tailor it down the side. We can select agriculture and we can select grant to move out some of the other things. So like here is Grow Fellowship and there's things in French, other languages. There's another one. And see here, it says agriculture. So of the various grants listed here, 71 of them have some relationship to agriculture. Okay? Here, India Small Grants Program. Okay? Maybe you're cooperating there. So Geodata, maybe that one's one that's worked for you. The Arab Fund. Okay, ICARDA is one of the CGIAR centers. So you've got a link here for scholarship for students. Maybe you need that. Look at this one down here, graduate students in Southeast Asia. So here's money for PhD research. There's a whole host of things sort of hidden in here. The MasterCard Foundation Fund for, who knew MasterCard did that? Okay, so I mean there's lots of things hiding in here. Look at this one, the U.S. Ukraine Agriculture Research Competition. Okay, so some of you do maybe there. If we tailor it down, we pick grants and funding, we get 71, and then again, there's a whole bunch of things. African women in agricultural research. So these are all kinds of opportunities that are connected to funding for specific programs. They're not necessarily all horticulture, of course, but let's look at this one. Agri-grants supporting agricultural research and development. Well, that might be useful. So we go to the Agri page. Here we are. Grants, who we are, what we do. Okay, so... it's an African site. This tells us who's eligible to apply. Look at that. Universities and other educational institutions, NGOs, governments, a lot of people can apply. Information on how to apply for these things, a request for proposal, things we expect to see from a granting agency. So this turns out to be a normal agency that funds research specifically in Africa, but you probably wouldn't have found this just looking through things. So there's lots of opportunities. Now, if we go to Twitter... how many people have a Twitter account? Hold up your hand. OK, Okay, and I don't, you needn't tweet with the president to to do this. In the case of Twitter, what you can do, and this is signed on here, I was signed on, is you can just hit a search engine, and I put horticulture grants. That's all I did. And I'll get a huge stream of them along here from different agencies and how old they are. So this was September 15th. Someone made a comment. This was September 13th. And this is the Finnis Scott Foundation. Okay. So we further down here it is again. Finnis Scott Foundation grants for individuals and charities working in horticulture and plant science. Turns out to be a British thing. Okay, so we can look here or not. Let's go to their page. There they go. It turns out they have thousands and thousands of pounds to donate each year. And most of their grants are smaller, but there's a lot of help and a lot of people qualified. So it's worth looking through to see if what they do. And they're interested in a variety of things, including some botanical stuff. Look at that, a botanical art award. But a lot of landscape, gardening, so quite interesting. So there's other things here under grants, okay? So sometimes you'll get current things. You'll get news agencies. Look at this. Bank offering grants of $350,000 to horticulture farmers, okay? Well, okay, we could look at it. Horticulture grants. Here's Terra Viva, the pay-for-play grant database I showed you. They turn up on Twitter. Here's a whole bunch of comments, and again, you can see how old or how new they are. Some of them are not helpful. Some are. Grants awarded to develop this garden. So it totally depends on what you're looking for. Here's another set. So we can just scroll through these. And Twitter has hundreds and hundreds of them. Now, a couple of things I wanted to point out was like this one. This will come up on it. This is the Twitter feed for AgriPoint Initiative. So I clicked on theirs from the previous set. It comes up. Here's AgriPoint, the biggest agribusiness information warehouse. Okay, so they claim they've got all of this information, and here they post. This post was 10 hours old when I clipped this. This post was 12 hours old, and they have links to various things. So some of these will just go to one page or to a picture or to an announcement, but others will go to websites with all kinds of information. So this is handy. How many tweets? Well, they've over 1,000. They've got 3,700 followers. They're following 3,700 other sites, and they have 691 followers. That's actually rather small. We can pull up some of the CGIAR sites. Every center on CGIAR has Twitter feeds and Twitter pages, and if you've looked at it, they have funding available for different things. They do research, but it's all just one way. And a lot of them have 65, 70,000 followers. So this is possible for you. Here it is, CGIAR. And the nice thing if you went to this Twitter feed is that they collect all of them from all of their websites and put them here. So like here, they posted this one 2 hours before I pasted here. And you can click here. They have a Twitter daily. You can click and get a daily information from them. Here they reposted one from CIMMYT. Okay, so the wheat and corn thing. Okay, so that's kind of where we are. So I didn't go any further, but I would strongly encourage you to look for unusual sources. And most of us wouldn't have initially thought that Twitter was a good place to look for grants. But it is surprisingly effective, okay? So don't be surprised, and don't be surprised when you run to an agency like the desertification one, which at first glance, I'll admit, it was a very difficult website, and I did some tinkering before I discovered where it was, but then there were all these things, and they weren't duplicates from somewhere else. It was all kind of fresh news. So he's right. Mike said there's lots of money around. There's lots of money around, so the question is, can you find it? And can you get paired with it? Can be a little flexible. So this is just some suggestions on how to search for it. I didn't have time to put LinkedIn on here. They do. If you go to LinkedIn, there's a number of groups you can connect to. And some of them discuss funding or have funding, and there's several on there. If you're looking for a job, LinkedIn, of course, works pretty well. There's a lot of personnel hunters. But there are grant funders there, as well as conference information and a bunch of things. So, yeah, LinkedIn will do the same for you. Um, Well, some of these are quite surprising. The problem is I tend to do what he does, so I the same thing. I have these short-term projects overseas that are often funded kind of as a thing. So if I'm going to teach somewhere or train things. With the other things, when you're looking for a grant like this, you have to kind of find something that matches what you do. So if you've got a particular crop, that's the best way, I think, to approach it to see. There's a lot of things we publish in the newsletter. There's lots of funding by country. So I think you're going to find things that are useless. But if you search by country, you say, this plant grows in Japan. I really need to see. You'd be surprised. There's very good funding, actually, to bring foreign researchers into Japan and pay for them for 1 or 2 years. You just have to find it. And so we search for these things often. That's why I try to put it in the newsletter. But there's way more than I could do.
John, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure.